In the short run, this approach would continue the major federal programs on which Americans have been taught to be dependent. But in accordance with our Constitution, it would eventually leave states, localities, and extended families to devise workable solutions for themselves. Or we can wait for the inevitable collapse and try to sort things out in the midst of unprecedented economic chaos. I know which option I prefer. No one who has learned to be dependent on these programs needs to be thrown into the street. But in the long run, these programs are insolvent. If we do not begin the transition process funded by savings from our bloated overseas presence, everyone will be out in the street because the programs will simply collapse. Americans were given an implied contract when they began paying into Social Security, so we should not want to strip away from them the resources they understandably anticipated receiving upon retirement. Contrary to popular belief, right now, money for Social Security recipients comes not from some trust fund into which people have paid over the course of their working lives. If congressmen had voted the way I consistently have, I have never voted to spend a single penny out of Social Security, then we would not face nearly so serious a problem. The fact is, there is no money in any trust fund. The government spent it on other things. The money that retirees receive comes directly from current workers. Current workers are not building up a Social Security nest egg for themselves. They are giving their money to current recipients and hoping there will be enough workers to support them when they reach retirement age. But no part of the system involves paying money to the government and receiving that money with interest after a certain age. The government feeds into that illusion, but it is an illusion all the same. I have long favored giving young people the right to opt out of Social Security, since such an option follows naturally from my belief in individual liberty. But since current Social Security recipients are being supported by tax receipts from current workers, how would those people be cared for if young people began opting out? The transition period should be funded by curtailing our overseas expenditures, which are not only out of control, but have also compromised our real security interests by spreading our forces so thin. If we really oppose big government, we cannot make an artificial exception for bloated military bureaucracies, which traditional budget-minded conservatives never hesitated to look at seriously as a source of potential savings. As many empires throughout history have learned too late, more is not always better. In this way, we can phase in the ideas of responsibility and self-reliance, common sense ideas to which young people respond very favorably when I mention them. In addition, the budgets of every federal cabinet department should at the very least be immediately frozen, a policy that all responsible people can surely embrace. Everyone should be forced to live within his or her means, all the more so when we are speaking of federal agencies for which the Constitution makes no provision. Most departments, with the exception of state, defense, and justice, deal with matters that our Constitution properly leaves to the states or to the people, and the people should no longer be exploited to support them. For too long, swarms of Washington bureaucrats have grown fat with wealth and power, all in the name of the common good, they assure us, at the expense of the beleaguered American people. That must come to an end. Forget all the protests we'll hear about how indispensable these departments are. Departments Americans got by very well without for more than 80% of our history, I might add. We do not have the resources for them. That is the point. And more forced labor to fund them is neither morally acceptable nor economically wise. It is only our intellectual inertia and lack of imagination that make us think these departments necessary in the first place. A federal Department of Education, for example, is an insult to the American people, who are more than capable of running their own schools without being looted to support a national education bureaucracy. We would get by just fine without it, as indeed Americans did for most of the 20th century, a period when, by just a coincidence, the population was far better educated than it is now. In fact, Given the Department of Education's sorry record, if I truly opposed learning and knowledge, I would propose tripling its budget.